First Chronicles, chapter 26. Concerning the division of the porters, of the Korhites was Meshelemiah, the son of Kor, of the sons of Asaph. And the sons of Meshelemiah, Zechariah the firstborn, Yediel the second, Zebediah the third, Yasneel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Yehohanan the sixth, Elionai the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obededom, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, and Sekar the fourth, and Nethaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pualthai the eighth, for Yahweh blessed him, and also to Shemaiah his son were sons born that ruled throughout the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, and Raphael, and Obed, Elzabad, whose brethren were strong men, Elihu, and Semachiah, all these are the sons of Obededom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men for strength for the service, 62 of Obededom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, strong men, 18. Also Hosah of the children of Merari had sons, Simri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief, Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brethren of Hosah, 13. Among these the divisions of the porters, among the chief men, wards one against the other, to minister in the house of Yahweh, and they cast lots, as well the small as the great, according to the house of their fathers, for every gate. And a lot eastward fell to Shelemiah. Then for Zechariah his son, a wise counselor, they cast lots, and his lot came out northward, to Obededom southward, and to his sons the house of Asupim, to Shupim and Hosah came forth westward, the lot, and the gate Shalekes, by the causeway of the going up, ward against ward. Eastward 6 Levites, northward 4 a day, southward 4 a day, and toward Asupim 2 and 2. At Parbar westward, 4 at the causeway, 2 at Parbar. These are the divisions of the porters among the sons of Kor, and among the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahiah was over the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and over the treasures of the dedicated things. And as concerning the sons of Laadan, the sons of the Gershonite Laadan, chief of the fathers, of Laadan the Gershonite, Yehieli. The sons of Yehieli, Zetham and Yoel his brother, over the treasures of the house of Yahweh. Of the Amramites and the Izharites, the Hebronites and the Uzielites, and Shebuel the son of Gershom, and the son of Moses, ruler of the treasures. And his brethren by Eleazar, Rehabiah his son, and Yeshiah his son, and Joram his son, and Zikri his son, and Shelomith his son. Which Shelomith and his brethren were over all the treasures of the dedicated things, which David the king and the chief fathers and the captains over thousands and hundreds and the captains of the host had dedicated. Out of the spoils won in battles did they dedicate to maintain the house of Yahweh. And all that Samuel the seer, and Shaul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Yezeruiah had dedicated. Whosoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelomith and of his brethren. Of the Israelites, Cananiah and his sons were for the outward business over Israel, for officers and judges. And of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, men of valor, 1,700 officers among them of Israel on this side Jordan westward in all the business of Yahweh and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites, Uriah, the chief, among the Hebronites, according to the generations of his fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead, and his brethren, men of valor, 2,700 chief fathers, whom King David made rulers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to Yahweh and affairs of the king. End of chapter.